Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Money and Promises, A History of the World in Seven Deals. Author Paolo Zanoni embarks on an ambitious journey to illustrate how key financial agreements have shaped the modern world. By delving deep into the intricacies of seven pivotal deals, Zanoni offers a fresh perspective on global economic history, demonstrating the influence of these transactions on political, social, and economic trajectories. This meticulously researched book weaves together a tapestry of historical events, economic theories, and the human stories behind landmark deals to provide insights into how financial innovations and agreements have been catalysts for change and development throughout history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of money and financial evolution. Zanoni initiates the discourse by exploring the concept of money, its origins, and its evolutionary journey through various cultural and economic landscapes. He delves into the transformation of money from tangible commodities to sophisticated digital forms, illustrating how these changes have facilitated and mirrored shifts in global power dynamics. This topic covers the significance of money as a medium of exchange, store of value, and unit of account, and its role in shaping economic policies and social hierarchies. By tracing the historical development of money, Zanoni sets the foundation for understanding the significance of the seven deals that form the book's core analyses. Secondly, Deal 1. The Genoa Conference and the Birth of Modern Banking. One of the seven deals Zanoni highlights is the Genoa Conference, a landmark event in the history of modern banking. This deal represents the inception of international financial cooperation and the establishment of standards for currency exchange rates. The narrative delves into the mechanics of the conference, the participants involved, and the economic and geopolitical context of early 20th century Europe. It also touches upon the impact of these agreements on global trade, currency stabilization, and the eventual rise of central banking systems. Through this analysis, Zanoni elucidates the complexities of building a cohesive international banking system in the aftermath of the World War I. Thirdly, Deal 2. The Marshall Plan and Economic Recovery. The Marshall Plan, enacted after World War II, is another focal deal in Zanoni's examination. This topic discusses the plan's role in European reconstruction, highlighting how the provision of financial aid was instrumental in rebuilding economies devastated by conflict. Zanoni unpacks the geopolitical motivations behind the U.S. initiative, the mechanisms of aid distribution, and the plan's long-term effects on European integration and the Cold War politics. The Marshall Plan is presented not just as a financial agreement, but as a strategic tool that shaped the post-war political landscape and cemented the United States' influence in Europe. Fourthly, Deal 3. The Bretton Woods Agreement and the Global Financial System. Zanoni addresses the Bretton Woods Agreement as a turning point in the global financial system, establishing the IMF and the World Bank and setting fixed exchange rates pegged to the U.S. dollar. This topic explores the circumstances leading to the conference, the key figures involved, and the impact of the agreement on international monetary policy, trade, and economic stability. Through an analysis of Bretton Woods, Zanoni underscores the challenges and compromises inherent in creating a unified financial framework among diverse nations, and how these efforts laid the groundwork for today's globalized economy. Lastly, Deal 4. The Rise of Silicon Valley and the Tech Economy, exploring the rapid development of Silicon Valley and its transformation into a global hub for technology and innovation, represents a modern pivot in Zanoni's narrative. This section examines key deals and investments that fueled the tech boom, the rise of venture capital, and the impact of innovation on traditional economic sectors. By tracing the growth of tech giants and startup culture, Zanoni sheds light on how technological advancements have redefined the concept of value, disrupted industries, and influenced global economic policies and trends. The narrative highlights the symbiotic relationship between financial capital and technological innovation in driving economic growth in the 21st century. In conclusion, Paolo Zanoni's Money and Promises, A History of the World in Seven Deals, is an essential read for economists, historians, policymakers, and anyone interested in understanding the intricate relationship between finance and global history. Through the examination of seven transformative financial deals, Zanoni not only recounts economic history, but also provides insights into the forces that shape our world. This book is beneficial for those looking to grasp the complexities of economic development and the pivotal moments that have directed the course of global trade, politics, and society. It serves as a reminder of the power of financial agreements in crafting our collective future, making it a valuable addition to the discourse on economic history and policy. If you would like to support Paolo Zanoni, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.